I was very proud of the WFP team and the work that we're performing in Sierra Leone. What I witnessed was that a scale-up of our operations, where we have now opened a Ford Logistics hub. We are opening Ford Logistics satellite bases that will ensure that we have the equipment as close to those who need it as possible. That last mile, we are working to ensure that we can meet the logistical needs of those in that last mile. What I was also very proud of is that we've increased the number of people that we are working to feed. We, in August of this year, we set a goal of 1 million people. We've already fed 1.3 million people across these three countries. And we are now reassessing to ensure that every person who is affected by this disease, who is being treated for the disease, who is in a quarantine area, has access to the food that is required. No person should go hungry while they're being treated for during this Ebola crisis.
I was just saying we're building logistic hubs and forward logistic bases. It's not just for WFP purposes. It's for the whole humanitarian community.
Definitely. WFP is serving as what we call the logistics pillar lead. And what that means is that we provide the supply chain support for the entire humanitarian community. And that supply chain support means not only storing goods, but ordering, procuring, as well as distributing where those goods are needed. We take direction from the agencies, but we ensure that we can provide an efficient and effective supply chain management system so that all the tools that are required, whether it's trucks or PPEs or even the food from WFP, that it's where it's needed, where it's required, right on time.
And you had the chance over these 3 days to meet some of the communities affected. Is there any particular moments you remember from those encounters?
Well, there are two moments that stand out. First was I had the opportunity to witness a WFP food distribution. As executive director of the World Food Program, I've seen a lot of food distributions across the world, but I've never seen a food distribution quite like the one that I witnessed in Port Loko and in Sierra Leone 2 days ago, where not only were the people receiving the food, but they were receiving the food under conditions that would ensure that we were protecting them. It was a quarantined area, and in order to ensure that no one would, in receiving food, inadvertently transmit the disease, there were all the systems that were required in place, from hand washing to ensuring that appropriate distance was maintained between each of the beneficiaries. And that gave the dignity that the people needed to receive the food, but also the protection that was required for not only the recipients, but the workers. The other encounter that was very memorable was I met with four women who were survivors. Three of them were nurses.
Who had had Ebola,
who had survived Ebola. Each one of them had been affected by loss of the family members. One woman had lost her daughter. Another young woman had lost her mother, her father, her husband, and one of her two children. But these women were survivors, and they were strong, and they were looking forward to the future. One thing we must remember is that we're not just treating the victims, we're providing hope for a different tomorrow. And that's why it's so important that we scale up quickly, that while we've completed a lot of the work that is necessary, that we don't forgo the opportunity to continue to get better, because the hope that we are providing will ensure that we can win this battle against Ebola and provide more women and more families with the opportunity to survive this epidemic.